it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is something that happened not too long ago. I live alone in a smaller house that I'm renting. It's in what I would describe as a pretty average neighborhood. I've lived here for a little over a year and have gotten used to things. So one night it was getting late and I was about to go to bed. The time was about 10 o'clock and I went upstairs to where my bedroom is. All the lights in the house were off and I literally just crawled into bed to sleep. But before I could close my eyes though, I heard a knock at my front door. This was instantly weird. Why would somebody be at the door so late at night? I didn't know. So I got up out of bed, annoyed, and walked down the stairs and then went over to the front door. It took a little while to get down there, obviously, but when I did, there was nobody there. I was confused and looked out the window into my front yard, driveway, and the street. There was nobody in sight. So I figured that either whoever knocked had lost patience waiting for me pretty quick, or else maybe it was a prank. Possibly some kids playing ding-dong ditch. I was annoyed by the whole thing, but I went up to my bedroom to finally go to sleep now. However, literally as soon as I was about to get into bed again, there was more knocking at the front door. At this point, I was convinced that it had to be a prank. The timing seemed too perfect. So I sprinted downstairs and then went over to the front door again. Once more, they were gone. Whoever had knocked was nowhere in sight. This time, I decided to wait around for a bit and see if whoever was there would return. So I stayed by the window but tried to keep myself hidden. As I waited, I was expecting to see someone return to my property, probably some teenage kid or something, but nobody came back. I stayed there watching for like 15 minutes and then decided to go to sleep. I figured that they would not come back and I went up and went to bed. This time I was actually able to fall asleep. However, I was woken up in the night. It was 2 o'clock in the morning and as soon as I awoke, I heard the sound of someone banging on my front door. Not just knocking like it was before, but this time it was like the person was trying to knock my door down. And it wasn't just one steady set of knocking, it was almost constant banging. I got up out of bed and this time felt nervous to go down and see who was there based on the loud bangs. But still, I went down the stairs to look. When I was just about at the bottom of the stairs, they stopped. And by the time I got there, once again, the person was gone. There was nobody there. I stayed by the window and looked around. I could not believe how I kept missing this person, whoever they were. As I stayed there though, about a minute later, I saw a car slowly drive by down my street. It was a pretty average looking sedan, and there was nothing that stood out about it. Plus, I could not see anything about the driver because of it being nighttime and dark out. But the car drove by really slow and then was out of sight. And my street is normally very quiet, especially at that time of night. So I think that was the person who was knocking on my door, but obviously I can't confirm that. After that, I stayed by the window a little while longer and then eventually went back upstairs and went to sleep. I was not woken up again that night by knocking or anything, and the next day things were fine. That was a few weeks ago, and nothing strange has happened since. But I still have many questions about that. Who was knocking on my door, and why? It was so crazy how I kept missing them and never saw who did it. It's like they knew when I was going downstairs, and maybe they could hear me with it being so late, I'm not sure. But I'm wondering if that car that drove by was in fact the culprit. I'm hoping that it was just somebody pulling a prank on me and it's an innocent joke.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
But the fact that they knocked twice at 10 o'clock and then came back 4 hours later at 2 a.m. is really creepy. Plus, the way they were banging on my door that last time was really bad, and I seriously wondered if they were trying to break in. I'm wondering if this person will come back. I'm hoping not, but I will keep you posted. This is something that happened when I was in high school. I think I was about 15 years old, and I remember that I was home by myself one night. My parents went out somewhere, I really don't remember, and my brother must have been gone someplace too. I'm not sure where everybody was, but I just know that I was by myself. We had a dog back then whose name was Thomas, and he was home with me. I was doing my homework up in my room after my parents left, I remember. I was up there for a while and then came down at probably 8 o'clock or so to get something to eat. When I did, I was in the kitchen, and Thomas needed to go out, so I let him out in the backyard. Our house was two stories and about average size, and it had a backyard of about a half an acre that was fenced in. There were a few trees around there, but overall it was a good amount of space for Thomas to run around. He would usually go outside and do his business, and then run around for a while, and then go by the door when he wanted to be let back in. So I remember that after a while, I let him back in, and then I went back upstairs. I returned to my homework, which would always take me a long time to do. I was pretty good at school, and always had good grades, but homework would always take me forever. So maybe 30 minutes later, as I was still up there, I heard the back door to the house open. My first thought was that my parents or brother had returned home. They would never enter through the back door, but I thought that maybe they had already arrived back and I just hadn't heard them enter through the front door. I had been pretty preoccupied with my stuff, so maybe I hadn't realized. I decided to go downstairs at this point, so I got up from my desk, left my bedroom, and then headed down the staircase. The stairs at our house went down towards the back of the house between the dining room and back living room area. I made it literally two steps down the stairs when I saw someone down in the dining room. It was a man, but nobody that I knew. I instantly turned around and went back upstairs. I quickly ran back to my bedroom, went inside, and locked the door. I had just recently got a cell phone, however, I had left it downstairs. Thomas had not barked at all, which was kind of strange, but overall he was a pretty quiet dog and wouldn't always bark at strangers. I didn't know what I could do, so I tried to stay hidden in my bedroom. At first, I heard nothing from the intruder. I couldn't hardly hear anything from downstairs unless it was really loud though, like a door opening or closing. However, about 5 minutes later or so, I heard the man coming up the stairs. That's when things got intense. I was really nervous, and I literally hid underneath my bed. As the footsteps went down the hallway, they approached my room. They did not immediately go to it, but I heard another door being opened. Things were quiet for a while, and then I heard the footsteps again. I was kicking myself for forgetting my cell phone downstairs, or else I could have called the cops. The footsteps then made their way to right outside my door before the intruder turned the handle. He tried to open the door, but it was locked. He seemed to stay at the door for a few more seconds, which felt like a really long time. Then he walked further down the hallway. I heard another door open, and I thought about making a run for it, but ultimately chickened out. The man went in another room for a little while. Then I finally heard him walking away down the hallway. Soon after, he went back down the stairs. I felt a little better, but I was still too scared to come out from under my bed, and I was way too scared to leave my bedroom. I had no idea if he had left the house or was still in it because I couldn't hear much downstairs, and hiding under my bed, I heard even less. More time went by, and things remained quiet. Finally, I got up. I still couldn't leave my bedroom, though. My parents got home a little while later, and I finally left my bedroom at that point and ran downstairs. I told them about it, and the police were called, but the man was gone. He must have quietly left at some point. The cops searched up and down, and other than the back door still being unlocked, there was no sign of him even being there. Nothing was stolen or out of place. It was really weird.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm not sure if the man ever saw me or knew that I was there, because when I saw him, he wasn't looking at me, and I'm not sure why he entered our house, but I'm just glad that he left and that my door had a lock on it. I currently live with my husband in a house, and we got married 2 years ago, but prior to that, when I was a single woman living alone, I lived in this apartment building. This was years ago, and overall, I liked living there. It was a nice one-bedroom place, and I lived on the second floor of the building, and the building was pretty new. One time, though, something really scary happened. I was home by myself one day that I had off of work. Sometime in the afternoon, there was a knock at my door. I didn't know who it would be, and I walked over to the door to look out the peephole before answering. When I did, I saw some guy standing there who I did not recognize. He had this sort of bag with him, and the guy was wearing what looked like a tool belt. As I was looking at him through the peephole, he knocked again, this time announcing himself as maintenance. At that point, I opened the door for him, realizing that he must be the maintenance worker for the building. When I opened the door, he said that they were updating the key fobs for the building, and that it was a quick programming change. I asked him what that meant, and he told me to just give him my key, and he would get it reprogrammed and back to me in like 5 minutes. So I stupidly gave him my key, trusting him and believing that he was the maintenance man. But as you maybe could guess by now, he was in fact not the maintenance man. However, I'm telling you, this guy played the role well, and I think he could have fooled many people. And even prior to that, at the apartment building that I lived in before that one, they literally did have to update the key fobs and lock system. That time, the maintenance guy did not get the key from me, but the system updated automatically. However, I remember seeing an email about it. So I guess that was still fresh in my mind and contributed to me believing him. Anyways, I gave him my key and he walked away, saying that he would be back in a few moments. Well, after he left, 5 minutes went by and there was nothing. Then 10 minutes, and then 15. When 30 minutes had gone by and the guy still didn't return, I was very confused. I wondered what was taking him so long, and I thought that maybe he forgot about me. So at that point, I decided to go down to the management offices, because that was my only key. Thankfully, the offices were in my building. I walked down there and entered, and there was a woman working at the desk. I told her about the situation, and she told me that there was no update for the keys or locks. She said definitively that the maintenance guy would not be asking for my key, and asked who had come to my door. When I described him, she said that was not the maintenance guy who worked at the building. So I realized that I had been scammed by some random guy, and now he had my key. So at that point, the police were called. They came out to the building, and basically I talked to them and gave them my story, and they made a report. Then they looked around the property for the guy, but they couldn't find him, and then they left. Meanwhile, I was freaking out knowing that some random guy had my only apartment key. The manager at the complex was able to give me another key to the unit, but was unable to change the locks. She basically said that they could not change the locks right away, and a different company had to be contacted for that and stuff, and they would not be able to do so until the following day. I asked if I could stay in a different unit for that night or something, but she said no. So basically, I was on my own for the night. I really should have got myself a hotel, but I did not. I didn't have that much money at the time, and I thought that I should be good for one night. So I took all my valuables and brought them into my bedroom. Then I locked my apartment door, and then locked my bedroom door as well, and went to sleep. However, that night when I was in bed starting to drift off, I heard a noise. It was the sound of my apartment door being unlocked. Instantly, I was really nervous. Then I heard the door opening. I knew that the man was back. I didn't waste any time, and I called 911 on my phone, and did it as quietly as I could. I ran into the connected bathroom in my bedroom and locked that door as well. Now I had two locked doors between myself and the intruder, but it still didn't feel like enough. I had no weapons to defend myself with or anything. As the man walked through my apartment, I quietly spoke to the cops on the phone. Then, pretty quickly, the guy tried opening my bedroom door. I was giving the police my address and telling them to hurry. I heard the man messing around with my door handle for a while. Obviously, my key fob would not unlock my bedroom door. That one locked from the inside, but the man was fumbling around with the door like he was trying to pick the lock. That's what I thought he was trying to do. This seemed to go on for quite a long time. I heard him messing around near the doorknob, and I was hoping that he wouldn't get in. And remembering him from before, he had a tool belt, so who knows what kind of lock-picking devices he had. After like 5 minutes that felt like a lot longer, I actually heard my bedroom door open. This really freaked me out. Now he was in my bedroom, and there was only one door separating us. He walked around and soon made his way to the bathroom door. He tried opening that, but it was obviously locked as well. Then he lightly knocked on the door and said, "Maintenance." I didn't answer, but I was really freaking out now. Then the guy started to mess around with that lock. I knew that it was only a matter of time before he would be able to pick that one as well and get into the bathroom. I was terrified. But just seconds later, I heard more footsteps in the hallway, and then heard them enter my apartment. The police were there. They got inside and announced themselves. I remember the man walked away from me, and the cops were telling him to put his hands up. The guy tried talking his way out of it, claiming that he was confused and thought that this was his place. But the police weren't buying it, and he was obviously lying. The man was arrested, and I felt much better. After that, I was paranoid for a while, and even still, I'm sometimes really crazy about locking doors. Like if I'm home by myself, I always make sure that every door is locked multiple times and stuff. Overall, that was by far the craziest thing that happened to me when I lived alone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is something that happened at the last apartment building that I lived in. Overall, it was a pretty nice place. The building was fairly new, and it wasn't super cheap or anything. I liked living there for the most part. It wasn't perfect, but it was still pretty good. The apartment complex consisted of three buildings. Two were right across from each other, and then the third was next to the first building. Running between all the buildings was a parking lot, and then there were sidewalks going all around the property. Surrounding the property were a few residential roads on one end, and then some commercial businesses on the other. Each building had four floors to it, so overall the apartment complex was pretty average. So one evening, I was at home by myself and had recently gotten home from work. I think it was probably like 7 p.m. or so, and it was dark out by now. I got a call on my cell phone from a number that was in the same city as me, but the person was not in my contacts list. When I answered it, it was a woman's voice, and she said that there was a package for me in the mailroom. She said that she was one of the managers of the apartment complex, and she was letting me know that the package had been there for a couple of days, and maybe I didn't know about it and I should come and pick it up now. I was not aware that there was a package for me there, so I said thanks for letting me know. In fact, I hadn't ordered anything in a while, so I wasn't really sure what it could be. She asked me if I was home right now, and I said yes, and then she said that I should come down right now and get it, so I said that I would. Then we hung up, and I got my shoes on and left the apartment. My place was on the third floor, so I walked down to the elevator and then got in it and took it down to the first floor. The mailroom in my building was inside the lobby but outside of the locking doors. Inside the first set of doors when you entered the building, but to the left of the second set of doors, was a small room for package deliveries. It was accessible to delivery drivers and DoorDash people that way, but it also meant that people could potentially steal the packages. However, I had never had a problem with that. So I walked off the elevator through the empty and quiet lobby and then went out the first set of doors. Then I turned and entered the small mailroom, and there was nobody else in the mailroom. There were a number of packages lying around, though. Many people would take forever to pick up their packages and probably didn't even know that they were there. So there was always like 10 or 20 boxes just sitting around on the ground or on the shelves. I looked around and picked up every single package and looked at the name, but there wasn't any that were for me. I was confused. In the time that I was there looking, I remember hearing the doors from the outside open, and I glanced over to see two large men enter the building. But they did not go in the second set of doors. Instead, they just stopped and stood around by the second set of doors, indicating that they did not live there. My thought was that they were waiting for somebody to come down and let them in. I just continued to look for my package. I literally picked up every single box in the mailroom twice and read every single name, but there was nothing for me. I was so confused now. I even opened up my small mailbox that was also in the room, but that too was empty. Why had this woman called me and told me to get my package now? I know that she had told me it was in the mailroom. Had she also called the other 20 or so people who had packages in the mailroom as well? And now it wasn't even there. Also, it was past business hours in the apartment offices, which closed at 5 p.m., so it was strange that she was calling me after hours for this as well. I had the idea that maybe she took the package to the office, although it seemed like a long shot, or maybe she had mixed me up with somebody else and called the wrong number. I didn't even know who this woman was. I had only briefly met one staff member of the apartment complex when I picked up my keys moving in long before this. So anyways, I decided to go back in the building. But now I had another dilemma. These two large men were still just standing by the doors and had been there for like 2 or 3 minutes now as I had been aimlessly searching around for my non-existent package. I didn't want to be the one to let them in, but as I walked over, figured I had no choice. We were not supposed to let people in the building unless we knew them, obviously. So I would prefer that whoever they were waiting for would let them in. As I made it to the lobby, I had the thought to just leave the building and then walk around and enter through a side door, but I told myself, no, don't be weird like that, just go in. So I walked over and unlocked the door with my key fob, but I was not going to hold the door open for these guys or anything. Hopefully they would be nice and not go in, but wait for their friend or whoever. As I walked past them, they said nothing. When I opened the now unlocked door, I heard them instantly start to quickly walk towards me. Before the door was even starting to close, one of the men grabbed it in a borderline aggressive fashion. They basically barged in right behind me and didn't say anything still. It kind of ticked me off, but I just ignored it and started walking into the lobby. The two men followed. I turned to the right and decided not to use the elevator. If these men were going upstairs, that would be really awkward. So I turned to the right to take the hallway down to the stairwell. But when I turned right, the men did as well, going right past the obvious elevator. So now, either A, they were going to a room over here, B, they just wanted to take the stairs for whatever reason, or C, they were following me. I hoped that it was not C. I walked down the hallway until I reached the doors to the stairwell. When I entered them, soon after, the men did as well. They were walking maybe 10 feet behind me. By this point, I was really nervous, so I decided to just leave the building. Before turning to go up the stairs, there's an exit door which is a side door to the building. As I walked, instead of going past it, I just opened the door and left. When I did, unbelievably, both men left the building as well. Now I knew that they were both following me, and I had no clue who these guys were. Basically, just out of instincts and a reaction, I just took off running. I sprinted down the sidewalk, heading towards the now back side of the building. I made it to the corner, and now heard both of the two men starting to sprint after me. I'm pretty fast, so I had that going for me. I just hoped that I was faster than these two men. After getting around the corner, I sprinted along the quiet back sidewalk of the apartment complex. I ran the entire stretch of it, and felt like I had put a little distance between myself and the men. But I didn't slow down. I turned to the left and now sprinted back along the side of my building. There was another side door there. When I reached that side door, I very quickly slowed down. At that moment, the two men chasing me were now just reaching the corner. I knew that I had one shot to unlock the door, and I quickly took out my key fob and put it up to the door. Thankfully, it unlocked. I very quickly opened the door as I heard the men running towards me and quickly getting closer. I went inside and then made sure to slam the door shut behind me and it would automatically lock. When I did, I still heard the men approaching. Then I turned and started running for the staircase in that stairwell, which was the same thing as the other side of the building, just opposite. As I went to the stairs, the men reached the door, and I heard them trying to open it, but they couldn't get in. Then they started banging on the door as I ran up the stairs. I didn't stop running until I got up to the third floor, and only then did I feel much better and started to calm down. I walked back to my apartment and went inside. Then I thought about the whole situation and I realized the phone call was probably a setup. I called the cops on the guys and reported them, but when the police got there, the men were gone. They looked around but could not find them. The next day, I went to the apartment offices and met the managers. The woman who called me was not someone who worked there, so she was in fact just trying to get me downstairs. It was all a setup. I don't know who she was or who those men were, and I don't know what they wanted either, but I thankfully never saw them again. When my lease was up, I moved, and I now live in a different apartment in a different city. But I will never forget that crazy experience. Back when I was in high school, I lived at home with my parents and siblings. However, one night, my brother and my sister were over at their friends' houses. I had friends too, but I wasn't hanging out with them on this night. My parents went out with their friends as well, so I was all alone at home for the occasion. I was a freshman at the time and was too young to drive, unlike my two older siblings. I had stayed at home alone several times before, and I enjoyed it. It was nice to have the entire house to myself for a change, and usually I would just play video games though. So on this night, I remember that's what I was doing. I was up in my bedroom and playing on my PlayStation. My bedroom, along with everybody else's, was on the second floor of the house. The way my room was situated was that it was at the back side of the house and had a window that overlooked our backyard. In my room, the bed was against the wall, and then across from it was my desk and my TV. Then in the corner was my closet, which was next to the window. So I was in there just gaming, and at one point, probably around 9 p.m., I'd been doing that for hours. I would randomly glance outside every now and then for no particular reason. One time when I looked outside, I saw something. I rolled my gaming chair over a little ways to see what was in the yard. When I did, I realized that there was somebody just standing in the middle of our backyard wearing this creepy clown mask, and this person was looking right up at me. They wore normal clothes of a sweatshirt and jeans, but the clown mask went completely over the person's head, had long hair, and looked really scary. I instantly was freaked out, and I reached around and found my cell phone on the desk. I was ready to call 911 if anything happened. I tried to remember if all the doors were locked downstairs, and I thought that they were. I didn't want to go back to the window, but decided to carefully look. I went to the floor and ducked down. Then I looked over to the window and saw the clown man still standing there. He was still looking up at me. My windows had no cover, I remember. I used to have blinds, but they broke from me playing basketball in my room, so now I had nothing. Being on the second floor overlooking the backyard, I didn't mind, but now this was a problem. I turned my bedroom lights off and then decided to go downstairs and make sure that the doors were locked. I left my bedroom and then went downstairs. When I got to the front door, I saw that it was in fact locked. Then I carefully got to the back and saw that one was locked as well. So at that point, I went back up to my bedroom. When I got there though, the clown was now gone. I was so relieved to see that he had left. I went around the house and covered every window except for my own and the other bedroom ones. I also looked out of all the windows before covering them to see if the clown was still anywhere in sight. Thankfully, he was not.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
About an hour later, my parents and siblings returned home. I told them about the clown, and they figured that it was just someone joking around. So later that night, my parents went to bed. I stayed up late playing video games because it was a weekend and I didn't have school the next day. So it was probably after midnight and I remember that I saw the clown again. He was once more standing in around the same spot as before and looking up at me. I was super creeped out now. I wanted to tell my parents. So I left my bedroom and went out into the hallway, but everyone had gone to bed and I didn't want to wake them up. My siblings' doors were also closed and all the lights were off. I debated waking everybody up, but I also didn't want to seem like a wimp. So I went back into my bedroom and decided to watch the clown and see what he would do. He stood there just a little while longer. Now, my bedroom lights were off and had been for a while, but then the clown started waving at me. I was so creeped out that I ran and found a random blanket and then just ran back to the window and covered it. I held it there in place for a while and then went around and found some tape in my room and taped the blanket to the wall. I didn't want to look out there. I stayed up for a little while longer, too scared to go to bed. Finally, I looked again, and the clown was now gone. After that, I was able to go to sleep. But that experience with the clown really freaked me out. It's still something that I think about sometimes. I wonder who that was, and why they chose to go to our backyard and look in my bedroom window.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.